There, friends, we heard the haunting sound of Enya and her interpretation of Silent Night. She was singing it Osgeilge, or in Irish, it's Iha Hume. My father used to say that an ideal Irishman is somebody who leaves his home in Ireland at a very early age and spends the rest of his life singing about it. Well, I always used to say to him, well, Ireland's worth singing about. For instance, there aren't too many songs about Sligo. Sligo is up in the northwest of Ireland, beautiful little town. And here, Michael McGloin is telling us all about beautiful Sligo.
There are people who like to go travel, the sights of the world all to see. Thank God I have no inclination, or over I never shall be. I was born in the county of Sligo, a beautiful spot, lucky me. Those mountains and rivers I'll cherish, they're always so dear to me. Oh, beautiful, beautiful Sligo, you're always close to my heart. To leave you, how could I ever? No, never from you could I part. I've travelled all over this county, from Gurgeen to sweet Mullaghmore, through fair Ballymote and Ballysavin, and Sligo, that town near the shore. And many's the day I've stopped on my way at a place I'm sure you all know it, the grave at Drumcliff of William Yeats. He was one of our finest poets. Oh, beautiful, beautiful Sligo, you're always close to my heart. To leave you, how could I ever? Climbed up that mountain, Ben Bulben, and the view from there, it was swell. You can see Street a Point in Inishmurry, and that mansion so grand, Lissadell. From Knocknarea too, there's plenty to view, and don't you forget Inishfree. At Lake Isle so fair, where there's peace in the air, there's no other place I could be. Oh, beautiful, beautiful Sligo, you're always close to my heart. To leave you, how could I ever? No, never from you could I part.
Dedicate that to any Sligo person listening to Sounds Irish this week, and hope you enjoyed that from Michael McGloin. It's country and Irish time now, and I don't think we've had a track from this lady on the programme before, Cleona Hagan, and she's singing Irish Eyes Are Smiling at Christmas.
Irish eyes are smiling at Christmas.
There from Cleona Hagen, and a Merry Christmas to you, love, too. And Irish eyes are smiling at Christmas. Now, we had a few moments ago a song from Sligo. We're going right down to the south of Ireland now to a song from the Cork Men, and this is entitled What Else But The Boys from the County Cork.
Some of them came from Kerry, and some from the County Clare, Dublin, Wicklow, Donegal, and some from all Kildare. Some from a land across the sea, from Boston and New York, and the boys who paid the black and tans are the boys from the County Cork. You've read of history's pages, heroes of great fame, of the deeds they won and battles won and how they got their name, and the men who made history for the orange, white and green, and the boys who fought in Dublin town in 1916. Well, some of them came from Kerry and some from the County Clare, Dublin, Wicklow, Donegal and some from old Kildare. Some from a land across the sea, from Boston and New York, and the boys who paid the black and tan are the boys from the County Cork. Now Cork gave us McSweeney, a martyr he did die. Wicklow gave us soda wire and days of long gone by. Dublin gave us Paddy Pierce, McBride and Cahal Brew, and Belfast gave us Bobby Sands, a hero Lyle too. While some of them came from Kerry and some from the County Clare, Bumlin, Wicklow, Donegal, and some from all Kildare. Some from a land across the sea, from Boston and New York, and the boys of Bay, the Black and Tan, and the boys from the County Fair. Rifles and revolvers was all that we possessed. Let's fight the two of Chelignite, thank God we'd not less. But mill bombs and hand grenades, all that we'd export. But the tanks they ran when the fight began with the boys from the County Cork. Well, some of them came from Kerry and some from the County Clare. Dublin, Wicklow, Donegal and some from all Kildare. Some from a land across the sea, from Boston and New York, and the boys of Bath, the Black and Tan, and the boys from the County Cork. We seem to be divided, I really don't know why. For the glorious deeds of martyrs who for Ireland's cause they died. So why not get together and join in unity? The north, the south, the east, the west, we'll soon have Ireland free. Well, some of them came from Kerry and some from the County Clare. Dublin, Wicklow, Donegal and some from old Kildare. Some from a land across the sea, from Boston and New York, and the boys of Bay, the Black and Tans, are the boys of the County Cork. Well, some of them came from Kerry and some from the County Clare. Dublin, Wicklow, Donegal and some from old Kildare. Some from a land across the sea, from Boston and New York, and the boys of Bay, the Black and Tans, are the boys of the County Cork. The boys of Bath, the Black and Tan, the boys from the County Clare.
Now, as we regularly do on Sounds Irish, we're moving around the country again. We've just been hearing about the boys from the County Cork. We're going up to County Cavan now with a nice little song that was a big hit in the UK sometime early in the 50s, I think. I think Vera Lynn had a go at it. But hear the lovely voice of Eileen Donoghue. Now, you regular listeners will know that Joe is a big fan of Eileen Donoghue. And this is her version of Doonaree, which is King's Court in County Cavan. I think it's self-explanatory, but it is a beautiful place.
If you ever go to Ireland, I'm sure you will agree. Where the rhododendrons grew, to sit with my love on the bridge above the rippling waterfall, to go back home nevermore to roam is my dearest wish of all. The wood where bluebells grow, where we as barefoot children played so many years ago, you'll find the slumbering king castle there beside the water mill. In a shady nook by a winding brook, will you make this wish for me? Oh, to be in Dunarry with a sweetheart I once knew, to stroll in the shade of a leaf where the rhododendrons grew, to sit with my love on the bridge above the rippling waterfall, to go back home nevermore to roam, is my dear.
Hasn't she got a lovely clear voice there? That was Eileen Donaghy and her version of Oh, to be in Dunarry. Well, regular listeners to Sounds Irish will know that Joe is a big Johnny McAvoy fan. I don't think we could have a Sounds Irish programme any week without including at least one Johnny McAvoy track. And I'm a bit excited because the other day, while searching for something else, I came across this Johnny McAvoy song that I'd never heard before. Take a listen to it. It's entitled The Sailor.
And it's all very well, said the sailor, but I've sailed many miles o'er the sea, and I thought I had left you behind me, but somehow it wasn't to be. But I knew that I'd never forget you, though it's years since you last saw my face. But I thought you at least would remember my name when again I return to this place. And oh, how I long for the days that are gone and the good times that once used to be, when you were a girl with a wind in your hair and I a lad home from the sea. As I sailed in the harbour I saw you on the pier where we once used to stand, but I knew in my heart I had lost you, for another was holding your hand. As you stood on the dockside before me, I could tell by the look in your eyes that you just couldn't place where you last saw my face, and that took my poor heart by surprise. Oh, how I long for the days that are gone and the good times that once used to be, when you were a girl with the wind in your hair and I a lad home from the sea. To the barroom downtown, to the place where the bright lights do shine, and somewhere within, mid the laughter and gin, I remember the nights you were mine. But I should have known you were lying, that the words you said were untrue. So I'll throw back my beer and I'll sail out of here, and in time I'll forget about you. And oh, how I long for the days that are gone and the good times that once used to be,
When you were a girl with the wind in your hair, and I a lad home from the sea. Oh, how I long for the days that are gone, and the good times that once used to be. When you were a girl with the wind in your hair, and I a lad home from the sea. And I a lad home from the sea. And I a lad home from the sea. From the sea.
And oh, how I long for the days that are gone, and the good times that once used to be. When you were a girl with the wind in your hair, and I was a lad from the sea. That's a powerful song from Johnny McAvoy. Now, did you ever think you'd hear Neil Diamond on Sounds Irish? No? Well, take a listen to this.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. When Santa Claus, of course, you know, he's one of the boys from home. The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call. Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. Our hearts are light, our spirits bright, we'll celebrate our joy tonight. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. Decorate the Christmas tree when all the family's here. Around the roaring fire, we'll raise a cup of cheer. There's gifts to bring and songs to sing and laughs to make the rafters ring. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call. Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. How grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and wheels. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
Hey, how did that little bit get in at the end? Neil Diamond and Christmas in Killarney. Now, this next track is mad. It's the Dublin City Ramblers, you all know, my favourite ballad group. It's from a recording of a live performance. It's a sea shanty. And, well, I'll tell you what, take a listen and you get the idea.
Was it cold and frosty morning in December, my lord? When all of my money it was spent, where it went to, oh Lord, I can't remember. So down to the shipping office went. Woo! How did I back?
Said, how did I back?
Taking your slacks.
Taking your slacks. Hey,
take your turn, but I'll be up and leave aboard. What about ship for England, boys, be handy? Well, that was the balabarays around the horn. Last night there was a great demand for sailors, for the colonies, for Frisco and for France. So I sailed aboard a Yankee ship, the Hotspur. I was paralytic to look before we went. How did I buy?
Some paddy leather.
Taking your slack.
Taking your slack. Take
your turn, bar on your cap, and leave the port. What about ship for England, boys, be handy? We're down for Gulliver Razor around the horn. There were Dutchmen, there were Germans, there were Russians, and more Charlie Jacks came across the seas of France. But not one of them could speak a word of English.
but what answer to the name of the river Dan? So paddy thy back,
so paddy thy back, taking a slack, taking a slack,
taking a turn by the come up and leave aboard. What about ship for England, might be handy? And we'll build for Gulliver, razor and the horn. When I woke up the next morning sick and sore, and I swore I'd never sail away again, when a vice came thundering to the floor, I'd get up and pay attention to your men. So paddy thy back,
so paddy thy back, taking a slack, taking a slack,
taking a turn for the young and leave aboard. What about ship for England, might be handy, and we're bound for Gulliver, razor and the horn. Well, I wish I was like in the jolly sailor, out of Bali or Kitty on me knee. I know that most every man's a sailor. With me flipper, but I wipe away me tears.
So,
I'm gonna pass
the paddy lay back,
taking a slack,
taking a slack,
taking a turn for the cup, and leave my bones. What about ship for England, boys, be handy? And we're down for Gulliver, razor round the horn. So paddy lay back,
so paddy lay back, taking a slack,
taking a slack,
taking a turn for the cup,
and leave my bones. What about ship for England, boys, be handy?
Or something like that. The Dublin City Ramblers and Paddy Layback. This next track was written by the wonderful folk singer and songwriter Ralph McTell, and it tells the story of some young lads from County Clare who go over to work on the building sites in London and how their lives have changed from the simple life in County Clare and all they left behind them and what they used to do and what they don't do. And this is a version by the Furies. Now, regular listeners will also know that Joe's not the greatest fan of the Furies, but I do like their version. It's about the best version of it is. Take a listen to the Furies as they sing "It's a Long, Long Way from Clare to Here."
Oh, there's four who shared the room, and we were hired for the bride. And getting up late on Sundays, I never get a mass. It's a long, long way from there to here. It's a long, long way from there to here. Oh, it's a long, long way. It gets further day by day. It's a long, long way from there to here. When Friday night comes around and he's only in the fight end, my ma would like a letter home, but I'm too tired for writing. It's a long, long way from there. It's a long, long way from there to here. Oh, it's a long, long way. It gets further day by day. It's a long, long way from there to here. And the only time I feel alright is when I'm into drinking. It eases off the pain of it and levels out my thinking. It's a long, long way from there to here. Oh, it's a long, long way from there to here. Oh, it's a long, long way. It gets further day by day. It's a long, long way. Well, it almost breaks my heart Josephine. I promised I'd be coming back with pockets full of green. It's a long, long way from there to here. It's a long, long way from there to here. Oh, it's a long, long way. It gets further day by day. I dream I hear a piper play, maybe it's an ocean. I dream I see white horses dance on that other ocean. It's a long, long way from there to here. It's a long, long way from there to here. Oh, it's a long, long way. It gets further.
I think that the lyrics in that paint a wonderful picture. That was the Furies and their version of It's a Long, Long Way from Clare to Here. Now, for a bit of fun from Frank Kelly, I bring out this track once a year or around Christmas time. And you're all familiar with the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, a partridge in a pear tree. Well, this is Frank's send-up of that with an Irish slant when he's getting presents from his girlfriend. Nuala is her name. His name is Gubnat O'Lunacy. And if you listen to the lyrics, a couple of things just to point out here. One particular, he mentions the programme Wonderly Wagon, which was a children's programme on television years and years ago. But take a listen to Frank Kelly as he gives us the amusing story of the 12 Days of Christmas.
Day 1. Dear Nuala, thank you very much for your lovely present of a partridge in a pear tree. We're getting the hang of feeding the partridge now, although it was difficult at first to win its confidence. It bit the mother rather badly in the hand. But they're good friends now, and we're keeping the pear tree indoors in a bucket. Thank you again. Yours affectionately, Gubnat O'Lunacy. Day 2. Dear Nuala, I cannot tell you how surprised we were to hear from you so soon again, and to receive your lovely present of 2 turtle doves. You really are too kind. At first, the partridge was very jealous and suspicious of the doves, and they had a terrible row on the night the doves arrived. We had to send for the vet. But the birds are okay again, and the stitches is due to come out in a week or two. The vet's bill was £8, but the mother is over her annoyance now, and the doves and the partridge are watching the telly from the pear tree as I write. Yours ever, Gubnat. Day 3. Dear Nuala, we must be foremost in your thoughts. I had only posted my letter when the 3 French hens arrived. There was another sort out between the hens and the doves, who sided with the partridge, and the vet had to be sent for again. The mother was raging because the bill was £16 this time, but she has almost cooled down. However, the fact that the bird's droppings keep falling down on her hair while she's watching the telly doesn't help matters. Thanking you for your kindness, I remain your Gubnat. Day 4. Dear Nuala, you mustn't have received my last letter when you were sending us the 4 calling birds. There was pandemonium in the pear tree again last night, and the vet's bill was £32. The mother is on sedation as I write. I know you meant no harm, and remain your close friend, Gubnat. Day 5. Nuala, your generosity knows no bounds. 5 gold rings. When the parcel arrived, I was scared stiff that it might be more birds, because the smell in the living room is atrocious. However, I don't want to seem ungrateful for the beautiful rings. Your affectionate friend, Gubnat. Day 6. Nuala, what are you trying to do to us? It isn't that we don't appreciate your generosity, but the 6 geese have not alone nearly murdered the calling birds, but they laid their eggs on top of the vet's head from the pear tree, and his bill was £68 in cash. My mother is munching 60 grains of Valium a day and talking to herself in a most alarming way. You must keep your feelings for me in check, Gubnat. Day 7. Nuala, we are not amused by your little joke. 7 swans a-swimming is a most romantic idea, but not in the bath of a private house. We cannot use the bathroom now because they have gone completely savage and rush the door every time we try to enter. If things go on this way, the mother and I will smell as bad as the living room carpet. Please lay off. It is not fair, Bubnit. Day 8. Nola, who the hell do you think gave you the right to send 8 hefty maids a milking here to eat us out of house and home? Their cattle is all over the front lawn and has trampled the hill over the mother's rose beds. The swans invaded the living room in a sneak attack, and the ensuing battle between them and the calling birds, turtle doves, French hens and partridge made the battle of the Somme seem like Wanderley Wagon. The mother is on a bottle of whiskey a day, as well as the 60 grains of Valium. I'm very annoyed with you, Govnet. Day 9. Listen, you louser. There's enough pandemonium in this place night and day without 9 drummers drumming. While the 8 flaming maids of milking is beating me poor old alcoholic mother out of her own kitchen and gobbling everything in sight. I'm warning you, you're making an enemy of me, Govnet. Day 10. Listen, manure face. I hope you will be haunted by the strains of the tin pipers piping which has sent to torment us last night. They were aided in their evil work by those maniac drummers, and it wasn't a pleasant sight to look out the window and see 8 hefty maids a-milking, pogoing round with the ensuing punk rock uproar. My mother has just finished her 3rd bottle of whiskey on top of 124 grains of Valium. You'll get yours, Govnet O'Loughness, say. Day 11. You have scandalised my mother, you dirty Jezebel. It was bad enough to have 8 maids a-milking dancing to punk music on the front lawn, but they've now been joined by your friends, the 11 lords a-leaping, and the antics of the whole lot of them would leave the most decadent days of the Roman Empire looking like outlook. I'll get you yet, you old bag. Day 12. Listen, slurry head, you have ruined our lives. The 12 maidens dancing turned up last night and beat the living daylights out of the 8 maids a-milking because they found them carrying on with the 11 lords a-leaping. Meanwhile, the swans got out of the living room where they'd been hiding since the big battle and savaged hell out of the lords and all the maids. There were 8 ambulances here last night and the local civil defence as well. The mother is in a home for the bewildered and I'm sitting here up to me neck in birds' droppings, empty whiskey and Valium bottles, birds' blood and feathers, when the flaming cows eats the leaves off the pear tree. I'm a broken man. Come to show alone, I say.
Never fails to make me smile there. Frank Kelly, a wonderful version of The 12 Days of Christmas.